Last day floor, 48. Srimati Radhika has told Tulsi Manjari or Rati Manjari to go in evening to Nandgaon with some sticks, Karpur Keli and all other things. So when Krishna returns from cow herding, Yashoda will give all these things. So when Krishna returns from cow herding, then at once Tulsi went to Nandgaon and saw that Krishna is coming with so many cows and friends, and she saw that every mother took Krishna in her lap, and then they loved their sons, but everyone kissed and loved Krishna first, and then they took their sons and they returned to their homes. Yashoda took Krishna and took in her Nanda Bhavan, and she was watching what is done there, Tulsi. She gave it in the hands of Yashoda, that seeds, and did pranam in the lotus feet of Yashoda. Yashoda treated as if Srimati Radhika has come, and she is my new vadhu. New, just coming, entering in the house. So she loved so much to Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari. Then Krishna was taken bath, and with voice, and Baldev, Nanda Baba, and everyone, they sat to take prasadam. And that prasadam from Javad, sent by Srimati Radhika, was given to Krishna. She took it very, very taste. After Krishna took it, he went for a very little rest. Dhanista, Yashoda gave all the things which were given to Krishna, but not to remnants, separate, taken from all the sweets and all the preparation. She gave it to Tulsi Manjari to give Srimati Radhika. And Dhanishtha took the remnants of Krishna, everything, and gave it to Rati Manjari very carefully, so that anyone cannot know. And Dhanishtha mixed Krishna remnants with all here, and she took it to Javattu, Srimati Radhika, and all sakhis are there. All were till now. This is called Pradosh Leela. I mean, between Sandhya and midnight, for 2.5 hours. So till they were waiting for Dhanishtha and Tulsi Manjari, that she will return. When she returned, all become so happy, also, and they wanted to hear all the pastimes of Krishna that she has seen in Nandgaon. how Krishna returned from cowherding and how Krishna entered with Yashoda in his Rajbhavan and how he took bath and how he took all things with Nanda Baba, Upananda and all. It has been described in Govinda Lilamrita, how he takes his food. When he sees given by Dhanishta and Yashoda and mixing, then it is told, Nana Vidhair Amrita Sarara Sayanaistai Krishna Prasadam Militai Riha Bhojan Bhojyapeyai Hakum Kumangi Lalitad Disakhi Brita Swam Jatnat Maya Kim Uttaram Amu Upabhojaniya. Ha Kumkum Angi. Kumkum Angi means she has taken Kumkum in her face, in everybody, especially in breast. So she is Kumkum Angi. Kumkum Angi. This Kumkum has so many stories. So many stories. That is told in one sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam and so many slokas in Govinda Lilamrita, Krishna Bhavanamrita Sar, Jiva Goswami Priti Sandarbh and all other books. They have greed to color the Krishna feet. Radhika wants to love Krishna feet as if she has lack and lacks of pran,
life,
and she does arti of Krishna feet nails prabha. Understand? Prabha?
Light.
Of Srimati Radhika, nails. Light. This is to show that Radhika loves that fit so much that her love for Krishna coming from heart and she is giving it to the fates of Krishna. She cannot bear anything which is troublesome to Krishna. Utakire Tatte Sujat Charanam Varuham Tanesu Bhita Sanaya Priya Dadi Mahi Karakasesu. She thinks that my breast is so much hard. So she takes Krishna feet very slowly that anything cannot be pinchable to Krishna. So he gives her whole prem, whole love, affection to the feet of Krishna. Whether as Krishna in value, माने उसके प्रति माने जो दिया है उसके बदी में वो दे रही है माने she wants to give, Krishna wants to give in माने reciprocal माने श्रीमती राधिका अपना होल प्रेम देना चाहती Or Krishnaji in return.
He wants to do the same.
But how he can do? He can do only that Srimati Radhika takes her feet in his lap here and pants by that kumkum Krishna feet as if anurag is of Srimati Radhika heart is there with Krishna feet. Now Krishna wants to repay. So Krishna, after that, Krishna takes the feet of Srimati Radhika and pants it, that we have discussed, and writes his name as if her, his name is Nupur of Radhika's feet, Krishna himself, and takes it to the feet here. And that color is there. Radhika's color goes to the feet of Krishna, and next Krishna takes the feet of Srimati Radhika and her color of feet here on his head. So each loves other. Reciprocal, conjugal love this. So kumkumangi, we are more kumkum daily that they can worship Krishna feet. And Krishna in return does so many things that it may please to Srimati Radhika. So she is kumkumangi.
Sometimes she is called by that name.
What?
Kumkumangi.
Huh?
Can she be called by that name?
Kumkumangi. So he is calling her Kumkumangi. Because he remembers that past time. In Srimad Bhagavat, we see that Pulindi Kanya. They have seen on grass that Kumkum. And seeing that Kumkum, they at once become overpowered by calm. Calm means to meet Krishna. But why? Because they seems to be maid servant of Srimati Radhika. Going and coming there by seeing beautiful these ladies, gopis, they used to come. And Radhika also used to
befriend them.
Friend them.
Bringi
and all these. And they sometimes were called by Radhika and Lalita and Vishakha to meet them in gambling and to give some pun to Krishna.
Why is that? Is this Bringi, what is her appearance? Is she attractive or not?
If she has joined the Krishna Lila, why she should not be, but not like this.
But
yet so attractive. So attractive. But not like gopis.
But why is Krishna special fun at the gambling time when they bring these girls like Bringi?
Radhika and Lalita Vishakha, this is for Lajja. Lajja means same. So they cannot give what Krishna wants directly
in front of everyone.
So this is also a very good rush. And when they come, they also are so shameful. They said they are very shameful. And all are laughing. And Krishna also becomes
some so embracing creating. goes on. Some embracing is done.
But not Krishna does.
Not Krishna.
No. It can not. He wants to kiss only gopis. When she comes, Krishna withdraws his. So Kung Kung Lammi has so many vast meaning, ocean of rush there. Jitna hi adhik hum chintan karenge, utna hi wo bhav aata jayega. Whole Srimad Bhagavat can come here. Whole Govinda Lilamit can come here. So there are so many examples in this Kung Kumangi. Ha Kung Kumangi, nana vidharasai asamritasar rasanaistai rasayanai, anything but it will be rasayan, anything. Here amrit keli and all these things. Kare? Anything. Any food. There is not a man subject food or anything. But only that rush is needed there. You can give me anything, a fountain pen. But it is not a fountain pen. It is your heart and the love there. Fountain is only upper thing. So here
simple.
Amritsar or not Amritsar. But the remnant of Krishna and the pastime of Krishna, all is rasamrit. It is plus with that thing. Rasamrit sar rasanai staitai. O Radhike, O Kumkumangi Radhike. Rati Manjari is praying that Dhanishta will give me the remnants of Krishna and Jasoda will give me love for you in that Rasayani, Amrit Keli and all things that Krishna has taken. And Dhanishta will give this thing which Krishna has tested and left for Srimati Radhika in indirect. So she will give and I will then mix the Jasoda's given with Dhanishta and then it will be like more than Amrita and it will arasavaha, carrying ras. As if Rasagulla. No? In every corn, in every
part and parcel full of rasa.
Every corn means every particle, atom of that Rasagulla is full of rasa. So, these are very sweet, no doubt. But Krishna remnants make them so much rasasta. And the pastimes mixing with these became more and more rasasta. Rasasta, you know? And then I will carry it to you and give you your hand. You will give it to Lalita Visakha and they will distribute and in the lonely place, all will see. Partake of it. Especially, Radhika is taken here, but mind is another place, thinking deeply the pastimes of Krishna. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also tested this slope in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has written this. In Govinda Lilamrita, he also tested it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to Sarva Damodara and Raya Ramananda and all others, Jagadananda Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit and all others in their presence. He is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting, eyes shut up, tears in eyes, thinking in his heart, Krishna is taking prasadam. He is seeing in the shape of Srimati Radhika. He is saying that Krishna is taking Mahaprasadam. So, Sukriti Labdha Sela Law, that Madan Mohan is taking, Madan Mohan is so sweet, and he, these are very sweet lips. So sweet, that even Brahma, Narada and all wants to take that Sela Law. Sela Law means the remnants of Krishna, Govinda or Madan Mohan. Krishna Bhukta says Tar Thelanam. What Krishna takes, it is Thela Law. Law means very little. Thela means taken by Krishna. Those who are so much fortunate, they can have the remnants of Krishna, very low. Samanya Bhagya Hite. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Svalpa Punya Matang Rajan Vishwasne Vajate. Understand the meaning? Svalpa Punya Matang Vishwaso Na Eva Jayate. Those who have very little Sobhagya, fortune, they cannot taste. If Mahaprasad comes, Mahaprasad will not come to them. And by chance if comes, they will not taste. As when Krishna flute is singing, all will not hear. There are friends, there are all there. Mothers and everyone are there. But only the gopi will hear, who are very beloved to Krishna. And they will be attracted. Not all be attracted.
What is that fifth note?
Huh?
You know, it always mentions the fifth note.
Fifth note.
What is that fifth note? What is the special feature of Krishna playing on the fifth note?
Fifth note. What? Fifth note.
Pancham saptam. Vishnu gaan gaan pancham se aise
bolte hain. It always mentions this.
I.
No. But so many times we read.
Pancham swar. Pancham swar mane? Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa. Radhika and all gopis, sa.
Sa.
Sa re ga ma pa Krishna. Fifth. Fifth stage. And Radhika and gopis go to saptam, more than Krishna. And there Krishna tells that, oh sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. What I cannot do, you can do. This is saptam. And Krishna goes to pancham. Kokila are in pancham. So Krishna can go to kokil. But not he can go to kokila. Kokila Raj Srimati Radhika. And very sweet song. Or anything very sweet. Sweetest is saptam. So I will have fortunate to give you, distribute you all these remnants of Krishna, so that you will, you are taking that, you will take that, and your mind will go up to Krishna, not there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to Sri Damodar Raman and all others that how sweet is this, how fragrant is this Mahaprasad. Any time in a Ratha Yatra, king has sent by Gopinath and all others so much remnants of Krishna, Jagannath, some Jagannath Mandir. At first, Mahaprabhu used to give by his own hand to all others. But he saw that anyone is not taking. He asked Sarup Damodar that, why they are not taking? The Prabhu, they will not take until you take. So you should sit down and take Mahaprasad, and then all will take. Then at last, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, when they took it, Mahaprabhu took it, he began to weep and told Sarup Damodar Ramana that you see that all are prakrit drabya, material things, roti, chapati, malpua and all things are, if it is not given to Krishna, if it is not offered to Krishna, they are all prakrit things, material things. But you have tested material things. Now you are testing it. See that how sweet these are and how it is so fragrant. Fragrant and sugandhi.
Mm-hmm.
So fragrant. So a worldly thing, material thing cannot be so sweet and so fragrant. So you can differentiate now. Because you have to take test by fragrant or everything, what?
The aroma. Fragrance means
fragrant.
Aroma.
So, matemon, minds is overpowered. Why? There are some reasons. Why? Krishna has certainly took up all these things. Without taking Krishna, if it is not revenant of Krishna, it has no so power. Now it has been so powerful that my heart goes to Krishna, to test Krishna, to test the adharamrita of Krishna. And it मैंने हमको ऐसा बना देता है कि अब रहा नहीं जाता. When I took this Mahaprasad, my mind becomes so vyakul.
Agitated.
That I, my mind and heart wants to run after and to meet Krishna. For playing with Krishna. And for there are so much hidden thing here. So much hidden here. He will tell. So, when I take this Mahaprasadam, I like to test Krishna also, as Srimati Radhika wants to test Krishna. And he gives up his dharya, peasants, lok dharma, arya dharma, everything. His sin, everything. And see, if their father and mother and father-in-law and mother-in-law is there, yet she runs after Krishna. Where is Krishna? No shame, nothing is there. She has no dharya, anything there. So I also want, like Srimati Radhika, to run at once to Krishna. So Mahamadak ekis adharir gun. There are so many qualities in adhar of Krishna, in his adhar amrit. And this has so such qualities in Mahaprasada.
The saliva from Krishna's mouth is in the prasad.
He is telling that if Krishna gives his adhar amrit to anyone and she becomes mad, so I have become mad and want to have Krishna in that way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling this in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Tanumanu Kare Khog Barhaya Sura Talov.